Şimdiden yasaklı da bir şey yaptı. Okey. Tabii bir sayfa. Hopefully the safe will come up in about a minute. So, let's move forward. Okay. Okay. So, really, is the third shiur we're giving over here in Shiur B'Tochen. And last week, we discussed one aspect that's in the Shiur, the Perek Shlishi in the Shiur HaBitochen. Well, we discussed the entire Perek Rishon, but we discussed that Bitochen brings about and is the Menuchas HaNefesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our good and knows what is good for us, and ultimately all is in His control. And we started with this V'Hachamishi. V'Hachamishi, I don't know if Yilam has it, I'll read it slowly. She'ein biyad echod mehabruan lohoyel es nafshoy v'loy lahaziko. There is no creature in this world that has the ability to help v'loy lahaziko, or to hurt v'loy lezulosa ki im b'shus habariz baruch. Only with the Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does anyone have the ability to help me or to hurt me. Ki ho'eved, ki sheyihye lo yoyser me'odoin echod. We read, v'yihye kol echod mehem yochel lo ha'yilo yilo yitochen lo liftoyach al echod mehem. We really have read this inside, but there's a loose translation of basically this paragraph. The idea is that a person has to believe that there is one thing that can help him. And he has to be totally, he's totally, totally in one thing. And no one can hurt or help him if there's not a gzeirah min hashamayim. And the twist that is in this is certainly in Bein Adam L'Malchut, in recognizing that ultimately everything that's nigzeirah min hashamayim is nigzeirah min hashamayim. But it comes out of this the idea that in our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, this is the last thing we brought up last week, a person has to realize that there is nothing that a person can do to you that is not a message min Hashemayim, that is not nigzar min Hashemayim. So the truth is that in the world of all, in the all-knowing world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything that happens to me is a result of Gzeirah min Hashamayim. In fact, the anger, frustration, disappointment we can have in a person because they've done something to hurt us, to hurt our feelings, to take our money away, okay, to encroach on our business, those feelings are really misplaced feelings. Those feelings that we address to the individual that we feel has aggrieved us, or the truth is, has made us feel wonderful, has done great things for us, is really just shooting or thanking the messenger. But really, it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recall, and I don't want to go into the details, especially since we're on tape, but I recall once being involved in a sikhsuch, and I was sitting with Rav Pam Zecharon Livracha. Rav Pam actually called me to his house. He was very, very sick. It was a few short months before his Petiria was in the summer, this was maybe a couple of weeks before Purim. And he started talking to me, and he said to me the following thing. The Gemara in Yuma says, he said in his inimitable way, Ein adam negei l'ashemuchim l'chaveri. Nobody can touch what is mukhim for you. So if someone opens a business next to your business, he's going to have exactly what he's supposed to have, and you're going to have whatever he was supposed to have. He can't do anything to you. So he was telling me, so whatever it is, don't worry. So I said, perhaps in a little bit too much of an impudent way, perhaps I should have been more accommodative, but I said, the line that we spoke last week, I said, so the nignav zogim es bashet. So the guy who gets robbed, you tell him it's bashet. Oh, but so the ganav zogim it's all kefil. When you find the ganav, he's got to pay kefil. That means, what that loosely means, what really that means is that there are really two tracks in this world. And this is really going to lead into the next thing that we discussed, but before that, there's a world, the all-knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever is going to be, is going to be. And it's going to be. But we live in the world of Bechira, the world of free choice. And that takes on many, many different aspects. Okay? What I want to use it for this paragraph, and we'll take it another step in the next paragraph, the paragraph after this, is that there is no mokum to anger oneself at the person. I do have to do mahishtadlus. I do have to live in the world of bechira and not allow myself to be taken advantage of. I have to do what I can within the guidelines of halacha to put myself in the best situation. But at the end of the day, I have to know that the truth is, he really can't hurt. He really can't hurt. So what I told Rupam was, from Yedia and the world of the fear, and a lot of Shulchan Aruch would have been taken out if we would just say nobody can hurt. Right? But there's no mocking for making it personal. You know, this world is a very fascinating world. You should know. You know, one of the worst things you could do to a guy personally. What's one of the worst things you could do to a guy personally if you feel he bothered you? For some reason in this world, the worst thing you take is a dintari. He took me to a dintari. What do you mean to a dintari? What's wrong with a dintari? Dintari is, we have a disagreement. Let's see what the Torah has to say about it. Right? But for some reason, in my short life, I've come across many things. He took me to a dintari. That's it. I was a kid. You go to a dintari. There's bothering dinner for a reason. Let's adjudicate. Let's be friends. Fine. No problem. You're right. I'm right. Let's find out who's right. But the truth is that why has it become that way? Why is it that way? Because we think it's personal. Not that we think it's personal. It is personal. We make it personal. That guy is doing to me. That guy's not doing anything to you. He's not doing anything to you. Whatever's going to be is going to be. You have to live in the world of the Bechira. You have to protect yourself. You have to find out if you're right, you're wrong, he's right, you're wrong. But he's not hurting you. I'm not saying my own words. If you listen to the Chinuch, it's an amazing Chinuch. The Chinuch writes, Shaloi Linkoi, the Isser of Nekoma, says the Chinuch, Mishroshe HaMitzvah. What is the shayrish of the mitzvah not to take nekoma on someone? Sheyeda ha'odom, deyitein alivoy, ki kol asher yikreyu mitoiv adra. Whatever happens to him, whether it's good or bad, hu siva shetoboy toboy olov me'eis Hashem baruch hu. The siva, the cause of that thing, is the Eishim. Don't make a mistake. It's nobody else. Umiyad ha'odom, miyad ish echov, lo yihi yedover, bilti rotzen Hashem yisbarach. Al-kein, kishe yitzarehu, if a person causes you tzar, o yachivehu, he causes you pain. Odom, yachivehu odom, yeda benashe, a person has to know. Ki avoy noisav gormu. He says it really in Sharf. It's not just a message from the Eirish. Introspection. If something happens to me, and by the way, man will go to no end not to blame himself. The person will go to the ends of the earth not to look himself in the mirror and say, it's me. You know, she was 10 years, you know, I many times you see different people, different types of people. But many times you see a bachur, you see al-batin, you see it in yourself. We always want to blame something else for our failures. We always want to blame something else for our failures. It's this guy, it's that guy. The oilam is doing this, it brought me down. The Rav didn't speak too much, enough Musa, he spoke too much Musa. I wasn't inspired, right? I wasn't inspired. At the end of the day, we're all adults, man. At the end of the day, myself, man. Sometimes you come in, I know myself, sometimes you're not, if the oilam's not up to share, you know, you didn't prepare so well, you're not inspired. But at the end of the day, the person has to look himself in the mirror and say, it's me. And I have to take stock of myself. Says the Chinuch, don't get angry at the messenger. Look at yourself. Shavoy noisav garmu, v'ashev izmar gozer alav bekat. V'lo yoshis machshavoisav limko imimeno. Don't take revenge on that person. It's foolish. Ki hu ein asibas ra'asar. It's you. It's something about you, and maybe it's not only a veira. It could be it's a kapara, whatever it is. But the point is, whatever a person does to you, it's really between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person thinks this is a bad word. We're talking. Listen to what he brings. What right he brings. Ukimoisha amar David olav hashalom David amelech he nichuloi vayikala. Shimi ben Gera came when David HaMelech was running away, and he curses at David. David's people wanted to take revenge against Shimi. Says, Shimi's called a brother. It wasn't Shimi. It's me. This is there's a tayelis also, they go fights. Person looks at it this way, he's not going to fight with anyone. This is yesoid. This is a tremendous yesoid in Bein Odom L'Chaver. Rabbeisa, if we would have this picture, if we would see, if anything, any time a person did something to us, we would say, listen, what about me? Is Hashem telling me? Well, what is Hashem testing me with? Maybe it's a test. Maybe it's someone I get so frustrated with. Maybe she's trying to test me. How to be more tolerant, be more patient with people. Or, if something happens, something bad happens to me, think about it. What did I do wrong? What have I done wrong? Well, how our Bein Adam L'Chaver would be different if we took this to heart. That's Hachamishi. I'd like to skip to Hashvi. The Hashvi. She yisborer etzloi ki yesh l'chol Ahavaya sheba oilam hazeh me etzem umikra gvul yadua. Everything in this world has its own boundaries, its own place, its own time. Nothing happens out of time. Nothing happens out of the boundaries that are set for it from my Kodesh Baruch. And before I go further, I'd like to just backtrack for one moment. There was one thing I wanted to bring out. In my haste, I forgot. We're talking in the Parshiyos of Gulas Yitzrayim, Yitzias Yitzrayim. One of the greatest, the basis of our faith, right, is Yitzias Yitzrayim, what happened in Egypt. Okay? The Rishonim all ask a phenomenal question. What is the phenomenal question? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yodo Yateta Kigeri Yazaracha Beretz Lelohem Ba'avodim Begin Oysam Adam Esham. Hashem said, Avraham Avinu, you should know, you're going to live in Egypt, you're going to live in a land that's not yours, you're going to be subjugated, you're going to be pained, and then you're going to go out free. But before you go out free, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to judge I'm going to judge them and I'm going to give them punishment. Frick the Ramban and the Rambam, what's going on? They're doing God's work. Eivishter says, You're going to live in a land not yours. You're going to be subjugated. You're going to be pained. And the Mitzrim and whoever carries out this decree is going to get it. Strange thing. Doesn't make sense. Says the Ramban. Actually, I don't want to say the Ramban's terrace to me. I have a kasha on the Ramban's terrace. I don't want to go like the Ramban klor. And there's another Ramban that's klor like this. The Ramban said, nobody told Mitzrayim to do it. Mitzrayim didn't have to be the one to carry out the bidding. We live in the world of Bechira, free choice. Mitzrayim, it was going to happen. It was going to happen, but it didn't have to be Mitzrayim to do it. So there was a Gzeira on Klal Yisrael. This is the Gzeira. You were going to get robbed. There was nothing to do, you were going to get robbed. But it didn't have to be the Ghana who did it. It could have been another Ghana. Or you could have lost your money. He didn't have to die this way when the person killed him. He could have fallen off a roof, but he was going to die. And the truth is, and this is a difficult concept, and I don't want to go into it, because it brings about a very strong question, which I don't want to go into right now, because it's going to be very, very tully in the whole idea of Ishtadlus and Parnassah being Kotzav, Ishtadlus and Bitokon, which is perhaps the most difficult and most basic thing. Which I said we're not going to discuss tonight, we're going to discuss the next one, hopefully. And that is that people say, you know, had the ambulance gotten there 10 minutes early, you would have been saved. Had I lived closer to the hospital, had I had a monitor, I would have heard the baby crying, and his fever wouldn't have spiked, and Chas V'Shalom would have heard that. There is nothing that person could have done. We have to know that that's exactly. However, we have to do everything we can to try to save, to try to heal. It's a very difficult thing to understand, but that's the fact. Said the Chavis HaVavis, everything has a goal, everything has a boundary. Nothing works out of the boundaries. Nobody can add, nobody can diminish. On what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed in amount, in quality, in depth. Nobody ever came into this world before the time. And nobody ever left this world before that time. Nobody ever came into this world after the time they're supposed to come into this world. And nobody left this world. And you know something? Sometimes you could do something. And you could try and try and try and try. And it just doesn't go. I know a guy who went out with a girl 13 times. No, yes, no. No, broke up. 3 years later, they got married. 3 years later, 3 years and 20 girls later, they got married. What's the Bashar? It wasn't Bashar. No, this is his Bashar. But it wasn't the time. And sometimes we try to push the envelope. We try to beat the clock, and we try. Hashgacha is Hashgacha. The Gvul is the Gvul. The time is the time. And we can't do anything about that. And this is a very difficult thing. Because in this world, Lamashu, you come and you sit and you work on something, you work on it, and you work on it, and everything clicks and clacks and it works. Great, you sit back. Right? We think that we did that. And we are fooled into thinking we did that, and we have the feeling that we did that. But the truth is, we didn't do that. It was supposed to happen. In the world, it looks like we did that. And the truth is, he's going to discuss this, and we, I don't know if we really have the time to read every word. But what he's going to say over here is the following. We are placed in a world where you see cause and effect. I can show you 50 different things, right? Right? event A happens. What caused event A? Let's say there is global warming. Let's say there is global warming. I find it hard to believe in this climate that there is global warming. It's pretty difficult to believe. Let's say there is such a thing as global warming. Okay? I guarantee you, if there's something called global warming, it's not because of my aerosol right guard that the ozone layer is receding, okay? And the ice caps in the Arctic are melting. It has nothing to do with me. And the reason why the Russian Empire fell is not because the Chernobyl reactor was blew up and it put the communist regime into tailspin. And the reason why Barack Obama became president is not because of his oratory, and it's not because John McCain is an imbecile, and it's not because Sarah Palin. It's not because of the media. It's not because of any of those things. And the reason why the Israelis pulled out of Gaza a day before the inauguration is not because of any other reason than that this is what should be. We live in a world that we see cause and effect. But the truth is, the effect is the gzera. The cause is the vehicle that the Eibishter uses to bring about the effect. Again, it's very similar to the first concept. There's the gzera and there's the messenger. The seba is that messenger to bring it about. I'd like to just say two things in Chumash, where we see this. It's really three things. And one thing that the Chofetz Chaim tells us as a hashgof. And that will lead into our next topic for next week. The Beis HaLevi says a taich in the beginning of Parashas Mikes. Vayihi mikes shnosayim yomim ufaro yicholem. The Medrash says, brings a pasuk. I'm loosely read, I'm doing this from memory. Vayikatz sachoshech. Vayihi mikes sachoshech. It's the end of the choshech. I don't have a pasuk in front of me. I don't know how to look for it. Says, says the Beis HaLevi, a person could read this pasuk and say, it's the end of 2 years. Paro dreamed. How did Yosef get out of jail? Paro had a dream. And he didn't understand the dream. And somebody told him, the Sar Mashkin told him, that there's someone who knows how to interpret dreams. Hey, look how Yosef got out of prison. What an unbelievable, what a coincidence. Zokta Beis HaLevi, Vayihi mikes shnosayim yomim. It was after 2 years and it was time for Yosef to come out of prison. So they Eibishter made their Paro dreams. Vayihi mikes achoshech. The whole world! Look at that! He was in the right place at the right time. Could you imagine? He told the Sar Mashkin, he said the Sar Mashkin, he did the dream perfectly. And Paro needed a finger. It's the other way around. Why do we eat matzah and morer? Why do we eat matzah and morer at the Seder? Leil Pesach. You know what? Pasuk says, Bavurzeh os Hashem li b'teisim mimitzrayim. Rashi says, you know why? Bavurzeh, you know why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? Bavurzeh, so we should eat matzah and morer. One second. Something wrong over here. Doesn't make sense. Really. Why do we eat matzah and morer? To remember going out of Mitzrayim. What do you mean we went out of Mitzrayim so we should eat matzah and morer? So wait a minute. We eat matzah and morer because we went out of Mitzrayim. Says the Beis HaLevi, you're wrong. The Eibishter wanted to take us out of Mitzrayim for one reason. So we should eat matzah and morer. So he put us in Mitzrayim and took us out of Mitzrayim, so we should do the mitzvahs. Can you imagine? It's the other way around. Everything's the other way around. The cause and effect. And the mashal of the Lord gives is an amazing mashal. He says like this, could you imagine you take a seed, one little kernel of wheat. You put it in the ground. Makes 300 shibboleth. 300 stalks of wheat. One little wheat. And every one of those stalks has 30 kernels of wheat. One little teeny kernel makes 9,000 kernels of wheat. Is
that makes sense. And he doesn't go with it as we do. If you think about it, the Chofetz Chaim talks about this big yarikon, an unbelievable yarikon. That seed, when you put it in the ground, what happens to it? It decomposes. You look at it, it decomposes, it rots, nothing happens, it disintegrates, and all of a sudden, it sprouts. Yeah, I kind of talks that's Mamish, Klal Yisrael and Golos, you know. You would think that we would disintegrate into the annals of history, and the Jewish people are still here, bouncing around the bottom of the population curve. It says, do you think that it's not a Zerim and a Shemayim, that this little seed can make so much? Could you imagine? The DNA that's in a little pit of an orange that can grow groves of orange trees? That's not the Yad Hashem. But we, in our mind, we know you put a seed in the ground, it grows a tree. Because we're so used to what we can say. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you look around the world and you say, look at these smart people. The smart people, they have all the money. It's very, 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 most, I'll be right. The more talent, sometimes you find the Yod was an idiot and with no talent, then he's just like, you know, you just can't figure it out. But most people, you can figure it out, you know. The really talented people, the smart people, the aggressive people, the people with drive and motivation, they make it in life. Right? And the people who don't have so much drive, you know, they don't marry rich, or they don't, they're not aggressive, and it's also a business, also, people are motivated in different ways. They drive and drive and drive. Those are the rich people, the people, you know. Sit on their hands in their home, they putter in the garden, you know. That's why they don't make money, they're not aggressive. Says the Chofetz Chaim. You got it all wrong. Everyone has a zero. Everyone's there. You're going to have money, you're not going to have money. Whatever it's going to be. Whatever it takes. You're eating it, you're not. Every year in Rosh Hashanah, it's Nisa. Spoke about it this Shabbos. You're going to have money, you're not going to have money. You're going to have a certain amount of money. David should put in, what's his vehicle? What's the halvoma? What's the hidden thing? He makes the person who's going to have the money be the aggressive person, be the talented person. And the person who's not going to have the money, the person who's not so talented, not so educated, not so driven. The Siba and the Mesayver, the cause and the effect, the person has to realize that we think cause with cause and effect. The market goes down to 777s, and everybody says, what the cause is? The cause is nothing else. I'll be tapped, you know. This is the cause, this is the effect. It's what's going to be, it's going to be. It's a funny thing I was telling a bacha, is it? Sometimes you have a bacha who has a difficult background, you know. He doesn't have much parnasa, he doesn't have parents to help him. He tries to make a little money on the side. So this bacha tells me, he had an opportunity, this is how I think it's going to take care of the financial. Yeah, I can make so much, I can put away that. Fine. Went by a week. And he was missing a lot. Because he got very much into things. Right. He was trying to make him good money. Then one day he's not there all day. He never did. He was a very serious boy. Not there. Where is he? He's at the dentist. He bit down on a piece of gum and it took two of his teeth, whatever, has a root canal. Comes back and tells him. Root canal, I have no dental insurance, $4,000. Every penny he made, he lost. We could have example after example. And it goes the other way too. When I was buying my house, I think I told the story once, maybe twice. So, I was in the curl. I told my wife, listen, I hear you want to buy a house. I bought it, but it was one of the best things I ever did. I listened to it, it was good. But I was very, I said, I'm not leaving Kyle for buying for a house. I'm not leaving Kyle for real estate. Okay? So, we're only taking $125,000 mortgage. Well, we can barely afford 8%. I don't know what it was exactly. It was like $770 a month. But I'm sure that, okay. And this is 15 years ago. It was a lot of money. Anyway. So, our kids said we were $22,000 short on the $75,000 down payment. So, it was a $25,000 house today. So, it was a whole conversation on the phone with Hashem, whatever it was, we needed another $22,000. And the question was, should we take a loan from somewhere so I could earn money? So I told my woman, I told my wife, listen, I'm not borrowing another, I didn't do more than $125,000 to write a credit. So someone's got to come up with $22,000. So my share went was $22,000. This is, we had to have the money in the account, like, you know, you have to show it, you have the mortgage, you have to have the money in the account, so you show that you're not going to shove the money in, you just borrow it, right? They give you a mortgage, right? So we had money. A month and a half later, we go to closing. We finish the closing. Come to the house. My shver comes to the house. My in-laws come to the house. My parents come to the house. It's very nice. And my shver says, you know, it was so interesting. When he was working, he's a Rebbe. My shver's a chinuch for many, many years. He's the person probably the least typist moment I ever met. But he went to work in the afternoon in a plastics factory to be able to pay for the chasanas he had to make. There's a certain chet more of chasanas in the cost. He made a phenomenal amount of money in a very short time. He figured he has enough money for the chasanas, he stopped working. His boss couldn't figure it out. You know? He wasn't interested in doing it. He says, it's so interesting. You know, I left Parnas. It was Parnas' factory. Okay. I left years ago with that, and he called me up this morning. He says, you know, we were doing an audit, and we found that you still have money in the pension fund. How much? $22,000. Exactly. $22,000. Whatever's going to be, is going to be. We have to believe in the Eibishter. The Eibishter has a plan.